Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, June 24th. Currently with fair skies, it is 72 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is southwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.87 and the dew point is 61 degrees. It's 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Explore history on two wheels at the Nicodemus Township History Bike Tour in October. J.P. Bizette has more.
This unique event features two scenic routes, 21 or 33 miles through northwest Kansas's rolling hills. Riders will discover historical sites, including old schools and homesteads. The long ride even stops at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in DeMar. After the ride, enjoy a meal, live music, and a documentary. Early registration by September 27 is $60, which includes a t-shirt. Late registration is $70. Don't miss this historical adventure.
Crews were using a crane to install a light pole for a highway off-ramp Friday morning when the crane overturned and caused fatal injuries for one of the workers. Kansas Highway Patrol investigators think one of the riggers failed. The vehicle became high-centered and overturned on its passenger side. It happened at the junction of U.S. Highway 69 and U.S. Highway 54, just north of Fort Scott. The worker died at the scene. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Governor Kelly has signed Senate Bill 1, which is bipartisan legislation that will provide tax cuts for all Kansans without threatening the state's long-term fiscal health. The bill reduces property and income taxes, immediately eliminates the state tax on Social Security income, and increases the standard deduction for the Child and Dependent Care Tax Credit. Governor Kelly said she appreciated the legislature's quick work to pass this tax relief package, as Senate Bill 1 provides significant tax relief while preserving their ability to continue fully funding Kansas's public schools, roads and bridges, and the state water plan. The governor also signed House Bill 2001, enabling the use of the sales tax and revenue, or STAR bonds, an economic development tool to expand Kansas's portfolio of professional sports teams. STAR bonds allow the issuance of bonds to finance the development of major commercial, entertainment, and tourism projects, and the bonds are paid off through the sales tax revenue generated by the development. Governor Kelly said that by modifying the STAR bonds program, one of Kansas's strongest economic development mechanisms, lawmakers have crafted a viable option for attracting professional sports teams to Kansas. On Thursday, June 20th at 7:47 p.m., the Hays Police Department issued a silver alert for 66-year-old Randy S. Gudermuth. And since the silver alert was issued, Ellis County law enforcement members had been searching for Gudermuth. On Sunday, members of the Hays Police Department, with the help of members from the Kansas Search and Rescue Dog Association, located Gudermuth's body south of Hays, and he was deceased. The Ellis County coroner has ruled Gudermuth's death an accidental drowning, and on behalf of his family, they would like to thank everyone for their assistance. No further information has been released at this time. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services, a division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in Kansas of 2.9% in May. And this is an increase from 2.8% in April and an increase from 2.6% in May of 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 100 from April and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, with private sector jobs decreasing by 300 over the month and government increasing by 400. Since May 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 24,000, and this change is due to an increase of 18,700 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,300 government jobs. Since May 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 24,000, and this change is due to an increase of 18,700 private sector jobs. Locally, the unemployment rate in Phillips County was 2.7%, Decatur County 3.8%, Graham County 3.1%, Sheridan County 2.5%, and Norton County 2.4%. The Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available for certified organic operators through the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program, or NOCCSP, where farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agriculture products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses. The purpose of the NOCCSP is to defray the cost of receiving and maintaining organic certification under the National Organic Program. The Kansas Department of Agriculture may provide reimbursements to certified organic operators for 75% of their operation's total allowable certification costs, up to a maximum of $750 per certification scope, and scopes include the areas of crops, livestock, wild crops, and handling or processing. It is the mission of the Kansas Department of Agriculture to support all facets of agriculture, including lending support to those who wish to market and sell their products as certified organic. For more information, you can go to the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/OCCSP or contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture Grants Coordinator Brittany Grother at 785-564-6797. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission approved the 2025 season on Friday at its meeting in Ogallala and decided that mountain lion hunting will be allowed in the Wildcat Hills near Scotts Bluff for the first time, and hunters can also go to the Pine Ridge and the Niobrara River Valley. Nebraska held its first mountain lion season in 2014. Each year, the commission meets to determine if the cougar population is high enough to support another hunting season, and Nebraska Game and Parks estimated that there were 70 mountain lions in the Pine Ridge in 2023, more than double the population in 2021, according to the latest estimates. There were 27 mountain lions in the Niobrara Valley and 24 in the Wildcat Hills. The season is scheduled to run from January 2nd through February 28th. However, if the overall limit or female limit is reached in an area, the season will end immediately there. In the Pine Ridge, the limit is 12 mountain lions and 6 females. In the Niobrara Valley, it's 4 and 2, respectfully. And in the Wildcat Hills, the limit is 3 and 2. Up to 1,520 hunting permits will be available by lottery, and if the harvest limit is not met by the end of the season, Game and Parks will offer another season from March 15th to the 31st. For more information on the mountain lion hunting rules, you can visit the Game and Parks website at outdoornebraska.gov and search for regulations. An Arizona man was caught in Seward County on Wednesday with more than 9 pounds of heroin. A Seward County deputy pulled over a Toyota Corolla at 1 p.m. for a traffic violation on Interstate 80 just north of Pleasant Dale, and the Seward County Sheriff's Office reported that the deputy became suspicious of criminal activity and asked for consent to search the car. The driver, Fernando Izai Parida Perez, denied to consent, so a canine was deployed, and deputies said the dog gave a positive response, and a search of the car then revealed more than 9 pounds of heroin. According to officials, the street value of the heroin is $515,000, and Puerto Perez was taken into custody and charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver. He was lodged in the Seward County Jail. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holme here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
according to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, June 19th. The Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the June 5, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 7 building permits presented for approval. David Davis of Boxler Insurance Agency presented and delivered the 2023-2024 dividend check in the amount of $16,196.77. This was payable from EMC Insurance Company for the city share from the KMU Safety Group program. Dallas Goslin with Norton County Economic Development presented the 2025 Economic Development Budget for review, and a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to accept the 2025 Economic Development Budget as presented. The motion carried. Jason Davis with the Norton Mini Speedway requested permission to pour a cement slab for their go-kart scale. Jason measured the speedway area and stated that the location of the slab falls within the specified perimeters allowed for their use in the lease agreement with the city. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the requested concrete slab for the Norton Mini Speedway, and the motion carried. Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and Jay also gave a reminder that the ATV sticker renewals are due by the end of June. City Administrator James Maru presented a bid for the removal and replacement of the existing storefront and door at the United office located in Washington Square. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to accept the bid of $15,755 from Norton Glass for the removal and replacement of the existing storefront and door at the United office. The motion carried. James then addressed concerns and issues regarding lifeguard staff availability, scheduling, and the aquatic center being unclean. James stated that these concerning issues have been addressed and they are working to resolve them. He also reported that the pool heater has been ordered and may arrive sometime mid to late July, and it could potentially be operational in August. Gerald Jones reported that a public safety committee meeting was held to discuss the recent issues and concerns in the city, including the incident on West Main Street involving some unknown male individuals. Gerald stated that it was simply a discussion and there were no actionable items. Jason Jones proposed the idea of having the city departments provide monthly updates to the council, recording every agenda point in the council meeting minutes and publishing the unofficial council meeting minutes on Facebook and the city's website soon after the meeting. Discussion was held on those ideas. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson that James Maru provide regular updates from city departments to the council monthly. The motion carried. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson that agenda points of discussion in open council meetings be recorded in the regular meeting minutes. Dennison asked if it was to be recorded in detail or by title, and Jason stated by title. The motion carried. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson that they work toward having the unofficial council meeting minutes be posted as soon after meetings as possible on the city's website. Mayor Jones asked what the time frame would be, and Jason stated that he would like them posted at the same time as they are sent to the newspaper and radio. And the motion carried. Dale Jacobson stated that there will be a Parks Committee meeting on June 27th at 4 p.m., where they will further discuss burials in the original addition of the cemetery, as well as discuss the Aquatic Center. Dale also stated that he will be scheduling an ad hoc committee meeting soon, and Dennis Gilhausen scheduled a Finance Committee meeting at 3 p.m. on July 1st. City Clerk Alex McKenna provided an update on the Water and Sewer Fund and method of payment for the upcoming water and sewer refunding bond in SCADA system lease purchase payments. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve appropriating ordinance number 12 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:27 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 104 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 71 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 100. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 91. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 90. On Friday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. should be mostly sunny with a high near 95. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And on Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. It is 720.